A pre-season exercise overall?
Yeah, it was successful because our transition from indoors to outdoors has been quite tricky this year because of weather, and you know, fair play to the ground staff, they've been working hard, but you know, a lot of practice days that we've wanted just been washed out, so it's been tricky. So any opportunity we get to get in the middle, and as you know, as you've seen in this match, we've lost some time to weather, so yeah, it's good. You know, it got some of the competitive juices going. You know, you still know that there's percentages to go up again when you come up against first class opposition. But no, it provided overs in the legs for fielders, bowlers, and batters alike.
And I suppose potentially the most significant factor, the return to his top class of Jack Rudolph.
Yeah, Jack played well. Yes, he did, and that's nice for him, that's nice for the team, I'm sure it's nice for the supporters, so yeah, that's good.
You've got, of course, three frontline players from last season in Will Bragg, Graham Wagg and Tim van der Hoogten on the sidelines at the moment. Yeah. Is there any chance of any of those recovering for Northampton, or are you resigned to being without them, or what's the situation?
It's one of those that the three injuries are getting monitored day by day. It's unlikely that all three are going to be fit. You know, what we hope is that as many of them as possible are going to be fit. excuse me. If they're not fit, then the good thing is that the players who would play in those positions have had opportunity right throughout pre-season to get as many minutes in the middle. We haven't been able to chop and change our team a lot, so everybody's had that opportunity.
You've got the potential signing of Marshawn de Lange before then as well. If he does sign, what sort of qualities would he bring to Glamorgan?
Well, he's got a bit of X factor about him. I'm sure people quote that sort of saying a lot, but you know, he's a match winner. He's got pace, he's got aggression, and he's the right age and stage of his career to come across here and make an impact for us. And you know, when you're looking at winning matches in 4-day cricket primarily, 20 wickets is the challenge, and you know, he's a wicket taker, but also his form, we've been monitoring over the winter, his form in 1-day cricket has been very good as well.
Apart from that, more or less the same squad as last season, minus of course stalwarts like Mark Wallace and Dean Kosker. What makes you think you can do better with the group that you've got this year?
Well, the lads that have come through and played last year, they've got more experience. You know, Tim's got a season's experience in Wonderful, you know, last year, Tim van der Goeden. Also added Marshawn de Lange to that. The players that played last year, the younger players, we know them better. We've worked a lot with them over the winter, they've been monitored at what they've done. So. We're another year down the line. I can't give you any more than that. You know, you add in the factor of hopefully Colin being fit. Chris Cook has got the gloves and fit again. So you know, we've got players that we want to come back into the team, and couple that with younger players and Marshawn de Lange who've got that year's more experience.
And of course, you've seen the likes of your first opponents, Northampton and Gloucestershire, side to operate on similar sort of resources as Glamorgan, I guess, win trophies in the last couple of years. What are your hopes of silverware this year?
Well, it gives, you know, when you do see sides, as you mentioned there, winning trophies, it gives you optimism. I've sat in dressing rooms where you discuss what your objectives for the season, and ironically that year we won 97. I think a lot of us thought that year we'd do well in one-day cricket and we won the championship, and I've sat in dressing rooms where we thought we'd do, you know, well in one, you know, in 4-day cricket, and we've won one-day competitions. My attitude to putting a team on the field is that whatever form of the game we're playing in, we go out there to win it, go out there to compete in it. And you generally find that as the season moves along, your path is found, what form of the game that you fall into better. Ideally, you want to play well in all forms of the game. but I think there's only ever one side that's won all three competitions or whatever. That was Warwickshire back some 20 years ago. So that's unlikely, but what I'm looking at is to play well, win every game of cricket we're on the field, and assess quite regularly from there.
Robert Parmo, defnyddiol oedd y gêm yn erbyn y myfyrwyr a'r Caerdydd?
Wel, ddim pwysig i ni.